everyone, welcome to Komu 3130. My name is Davina Asharas, and I will be your host. So for today's episode, we will be exposing the myth of sustainable practices in the fashion industry. Nowadays, as we are strolling across the mall, street, and every digital platform, we often find words such as sustainable, eco-friendly, and natural in every product that they're selling. It can be from food, makeup, and even clothes. We can deny that the topic has been quite a trend, and now many brands are actively campaigning their green initiatives as part of corporate social responsibility. But the real question here is that, are they genuinely taking practice in supporting consciousness, or just only to act as they're performing sustainability? Fast fashion industry is the main character in these issues, as they are often found to use climate crisis for their marketing strategy without actually implementing a shift in their business model. With their so-called sustainability line on their supply chain, they are very much hypocritical, because fast fashion will never ever be sustainable because their overall practices are in contrast with the value of sustainability. The aim of this brand is to be perceived as a sustainability brand, and to trick customers into thinking that way will encourage them to continue its malpractice. Greenwashing is now often found in fashion industry. They constantly claim that their products are green, while in reality is just a misleading marketing strategy, making it hard for customers to differentiate their purchase whether they are buying from brands that are eco-conscious or not. To give a heads up about the terms, greenwashing is when the company is trying to persuade their customer to think that their policies are environmental friendly. The lack of awareness of the public in indications of harmful practice worsens situations, because most of the time people got excited over a campaign without realizing the truth behind the unethical method of fast fashion. As people did not notice the odds, it allows companies to keep glorifying their spin-off campaign and grips more profit from it while having a great image among the public. So it is crucial for us to be completely aware about the situations, and small research could help your critical thinking in choosing brands that are 100% supporting green action. There are numerous indie brands that truly care about the environment and willing to extend their practice into sustainability. However, the case is completely different when it comes to big brands, because they seek to gain high profit through cheap labor, then call it as a green collections. This situation clearly indicates that they do not genuinely care about the planet and only care about the sales. By massively producing garments and labeling it as green doesn't change the fact that enormous carbon dioxide had released, gallons of water are being used, and toxic microplastics are being distributed. It completely dispense the meaning of sustainability itself. Take an example of H&M. So for one of their campaigns, they create an in-store recycling scheme where the customer can donate their unwanted clothes for an exchange of 15% discount. Seems intriguing and fascinating, right? But did you know that this offer is considered as greenwashing? Because they encourage customers to buy more so they can grab profits and keep the life cycle of clothes being sold, worn, and torn, leading to producing an endless mass of carbon footprint both for the customers and brand. During the manufacturing process, chemicals and dyes are released into local rivers, which will destroy the ecosystems, leading to killing thousands of aquatic life. This harmful act also continues after the clothes are in the hands of the customers, because when synthetic clothes are washed, it releases microfibers and pollutes the waterways. So it can be said that big brands have been creating an illusion for the whole operation looking as sustainable, but the underlying goal is to generate sales as much as possible. They have been promoting false initiatives and hiding behind their green practices just to onboard with the current trend without actually caring about the planet. It is very concerning, as they are the one who ruin the balance of ecosystems, but they make it as seems like they are the hero on this matter. Therefore, understanding the matter shall be important, so we can have the ability to differentiate which brand are promoting greenwashing or genuinely commit to being sustainable. So why don't we hop into one of the interview and discuss with our first respondent, who is a green activist, and ask his thought on sustainable fashion.
Hello, my name is Rufano Naufal. Sustainable fashion for me is to buy favorite things. I don't want to be as impulsive as before, as it doesn't support sustainability in the fashion industry. I believe that if we buy less product, we can stop the cycle of garments. Even though now there are many brands that try to be ethical, we should reduce the number of new fashion products that we are going to buy in order to achieve a sustainable living. As a customer, I believe that this way is going to be helpful.
Our first respondent just showed us how he is very conscious of every carbon footprint that he produces and extend his practices into not buying things in case if it's needed. His opinion is 100% valid and could definitely solve the issues. But let's see another point of view from one of our fashion enthusiasts.
Hi, my name is Nadifa and I'm a fashion student. Sustainable fashion is a hot topic right now, right? It's been a trend. And I'm so obsessed with it. When I had to add something to my closet, I would usually conduct a small research first to find out which brands are eco-conscious. I understand that not all eco brands have all the products that I need, but I will always try my best to buy sustainable supporting brands, as it is the least that a shopaholic like me can do to support the sustainable future.
To apprehend these issues, many ways can be done by the consumers and activists, such as buying less product from the greenwashing company and focusing more on the industry that fully supports the Sustainability Act. But even with all the supports from the consumer activists, it will be not effective, as if it's not supported by the industry itself. If all stakeholders unite and pursue sustainability utmost, then the purpose can be fulfilled and achieved. Individual voluntary action cannot have further result because we need active participation from company and government to change this unsustainable behavior from the fast fashion industry. There is a hope to change in the fashion industry. Step aside from the business and economic growth and focus on preserving our earth will be a great start, such as reinventing the system to be in respect to our nature. That way, we can achieve a better future for our planet and people. That's it for now. Thank you for listening to Komo 31130 podcast. Stay safe and don't forget to support ethical fashion.